This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 14th, beginning of the monarchy. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 9. They went up to the town, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel, coming toward them on his way up to the high place. Now the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will deliver them from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked on my people, for their cry has reached me. When Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, "This is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people." After more than 300 years of intermittent leadership by judges, the people of Israel longed for a change. They were tired of the cycle of having different leaders rise up and troubleshoot what seemed like an endless series of crises. They wanted a king such as the other nations had. So God, though he knew the people were rejecting him as their true king, told the prophet Samuel to appoint a king over Israel. Following God's instructions, Samuel anointed Saul to be Israel's first king. But, with a few exceptions, Israel learned that having a king to rule over them was as much of a disaster as the rule of the judges. What can we learn from Israel's monarchy? Perhaps that tears can also be shed over answered prayers? Perhaps that no flawed human being can ever rule over us perfectly? More than these sad lessons, we can learn the good news. The backdrop to the story of Israel's kings is that God remains faithful despite his people's unfaithfulness. God provides for them, even out of their bad choices. And through the line of the flawed kings of Israel, God eventually brings forth the perfect king. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And on Christmas, we celebrate the birth of that King, Jesus, the Christ. Pray with me. Jesus, our King, rule our hearts with your love and compassion today and always. We pray in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.